Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here. Kempsey Council is letting ratepayers have a look through its finances as it waits to hear whether a major rate hike is approved. It's placed the Shire's financial plans on public exhibition, including the budget and a 10-year blueprint on how Council plans to find savings. Mayor Leo Horville explains what would happen if nothing changes.
If we continued with the present expenditure and income that's been going on for the past few years, we will be coming up to having something like an $80 million extra debt in 10 years' time.
It's months away, but Essential Energy is already gearing up for the next bushfire season. It's begun surveying power lines across the mid-north coast, looking for any defects and hazards. Chief Operating Officer Luke Jenner says that involves using a low-flying small plane.
They visually inspect all of the power lines that are within our highest risk bushfire areas and look for any defects on the assets or any vegetation that might be coming close to the assets so that we can address those things prior to the start of the bushfire season.
The state government's active and creative kids vouchers are proving popular. More than 143,000 have been claimed since February. The $50 vouchers can be used for things like junior sport rego fees or music and art lessons. And a deep dive into discount labels at supermarkets has found shoppers are confused. According to Choice, a quarter of us don't know if they represent an actual discount on the regular price or if it's just misleading marketing. The wait's almost over for Group 3 footy clubs with the first grade season kicking off this weekend. The Port Macquarie Sharks fell just short in last year's grand final, but coach Matt Hogan says they're hungry for redemption, starting with Taree City on Sunday.
This year we've had a good 12 months together under our belt. We've built a lot of trust in each other, so yeah, I think we'll be putting all eggs in one basket coming this weekend.